the new head of the Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council promised regular updates on development efforts during a joint Bloomington City Council, Normal Town Council, and McLean County Board meeting. Elected leaders praised the communication piece of Patrick Hoban's presentation, but they are more mixed on incentive proposals. Under previous EDC leadership, some elected officials had expressed dissatisfaction with the amount of information they were getting and disapproval that they were surprised at what they believed were short-notice requests for incentives to bring businesses to the community. New EDC Director Patrick Hoban tells elected leaders, "I don't want you to ever ask what we're working on.
There will be a report that comes out quarterly. You're not going to know what the business is, but I will give you the high-tier NAICS code. So you'll know it's transportation or it's manufacturing. But then we'll talk about it's this many jobs and this much investment."
He acknowledges those reports might not be fast and the action that comes may not be swift.
And at some point, hopefully closer than 5 to 10 years, you're going to see that come through and you'll say, oh, that's what we saw so long ago as we continue to work these deals. But the goal is to track the jobs, track the wages, track the investment, and show the ROI. If there's going to be incentives involved, we need to be able to see that over time, we're going to get our money back and that everyone's going to grow because of it.
Hoban promises a regional approach to economic development and pledges to work with other cities such as Decatur, Champaign-Urbana, and Peoria. He says when incentives are needed, public officials should find them to be predictable based on the quality of jobs, the amount of investment in the community, and the number of jobs produced. Hoban says there's a multiplier to help package incentives in a consistent way to favor more impactful additions to the community. He promises the EDC will do cost-benefit analysis to compare the cost of infrastructure development to attract new businesses stacked up against where the new jobs will be. For instance, Hoban notes some people who will have Rivian jobs will end up living in the Peoria area and not benefit Bloomington Normal as much as if they lived in town. He says some job sectors have a regional labor force, some will be purely local. He also promises the EDC will seek to leverage existing businesses in a variety of ways. One would be to ask local businesses who their suppliers and buyers are and then look for better, closer, cheaper options to keep and help the local firms expand, or to seek those outside businesses out to convince them to relocate. Normal Town Council member Kathleen Lorenz is one of several elected officials to respond positively to Hoban's presentation.
I like what I heard from Patrick Hoban. I really do. The dashboard, the quarterly updates, being very numeric, numbers-oriented, I liked all of it. So I feel very good going forward.
Lorenz says she's also a big fan of regional development and marketing efforts.
I like the idea of a standardized set of incentives. I think would be very advantageous.
McLean County Board Member Lori Walrab says Hoban responded well to public concerns about transparency that rose a few years ago.
Just a breath of fresh air to me. I know the EDC was struggling, and I had patience with them knowing that they were going through a difficult period. And I think they've done an excellent job of hiring somebody that looks to me like they're going to be able to lead that organization in the future. And so I feel much better about where we're at today.
Some elected officials say they want a little more from Hoban. Ward 4 Bloomington Councilmember Julie Emick says the high-level report on business recruitment might not be enough for her. She says she'll push for more detail.
Okay, you've talked about this data gathering you're going to do. How are you going to share it with us? How are we going to have an opportunity to ask you questions about what you're finding, and how can we have input in the future with this work? So I think the expectation is there that there will be greater transparency, but we need to make sure that it's happening, and it's happening in a way that we can really use the information.
Ward 9 Council Member Kim Bray in Bloomington says she looks forward to the city working with the EDC, but notes she might not always agree with the type of business the EDC wants to add.
I think we're going to focus on education, we're going to focus on technology, we're going to focus on financial services, and we're also going to focus on kind of those ancillary businesses that go with that. At the same time, I'm thinking there are some things we need to leave behind, or there's some things that may come up towards us, but we have to say, look, that doesn't fit our model. What would undermine our workforce? Rather than bringing people into education and getting people on the job, what would impair their abilities to be at work and to be all they can be?
County Board Member Chuck Erickson says the presentation went a little bit of the way to curing the previous lack of transparency and responsiveness from the EDC.
I mean, it used to be that we didn't, in my view, we didn't always hear from the EDC until they wanted something from us.
Erickson says he hopes the new leadership will communicate more, but he's cautious about use of any development incentives, even if they're standardized and public ahead of negotiations.
I have to believe that there are a group of Republicans, Democrats, and fair-minded independents that if someone would sit us down, we could come up with rules and regulations and streamline some of the stuff so possibly to bring businesses in that don't necessarily require necessarily monetary incentives. Because we really are taking a lot from the schools when we give those incentives out.
One thing is sure, the debate whether and how to use incentives and which kind, sales tax or property tax, to bring businesses into the community will never be over. The councils and county board also heard presentations on workforce development from the Chamber of Commerce and the economic tourism arm of the county, the Convention and Visitors Bureau. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker.